Across the Nightingale Floor. Written by Leon Hearn. And read by Tamlin Lord and Anna Steen.
My mother used to threaten to tear me into 8 pieces if I knocked over the water bucket or pretended not to hear her calling to me to come home as dusk thickened and the cicadas shrilling increased. I would hear her voice, rough and fierce, echoing through the lonely valley. "Where's that wretched boy? I'll tear him apart when he gets back." But when I did get back, muddy from sliding down the hillside, bruised from fighting, once bleeding great spouts of blood from a stone wound to the head, I still have the scar, like a silvered thumbnail. There would be the fire and the smell of soup and my mother's arms, not tearing me apart, but trying to hold me, clean my face, or straighten my hair while I twisted like a lizard to get away from her. She was strong from endless hard work and not old. She'd given birth to me before she was 17, and when she held me, I could see we had the same skin, although in other ways we were not much alike, she having broad, placid features, while mine, I'd been told, for we had no mirrors in the remote mountain village of Minnow, were finer, like a hawk's. The wrestling usually ended with her winning, her prize being the hug I could not escape from, and her voice would whisper in my ears the words of blessing of the hidden, while my stepfather grumbled mildly that she spoiled me, and the little girls, my half-sisters, jumped around us for their share of the hug and the blessing. So, I thought, it was a manner of speaking. Minnow was a peaceful place, too isolated to be touched by the savage battles of the clans. I had never imagined men and women could actually be torn into 8 pieces, their strong, honey-coloured limbs wrenched from their sockets and thrown down to the waiting dogs. Raised among the hidden, with all their gentleness, I did not know men did such things to each other. Such things to each other.